This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Same-sex marriages begin in California today. Gay marriage opponents say the battle isn't over. They're rallying behind a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would ban same-sex unions.
The amendment would define marriage as between a man and a woman. The measure is on the November ballot, and as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, both sides are gearing up for a fight.
It's called the California Marriage Amendment. It needs just a simple majority to pass, and if approved by California voters, it will supersede the state Supreme Court's ruling. And that's why gay and lesbian activists want to preserve the court ruling and defeat the amendment.
If somebody in your area lets you know that they want to host a fundraiser in their home or office...
In this strategy session, the focus is on campaign basics, fundraising, media, and endorsements. The supporters of gay marriage in California include more than 24 representatives from religious and civil rights organizations.
The California NAACP, the United Farm Workers, China's for Affirmative Action, the ACLU, National Organization for Women, Faith for Equality.
Jeff Kors is executive director of Equality California, a gay civil rights lobby.
All civil rights groups understand that fundamental rights, like the freedom to marry the person you love, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, those shouldn't be on the ballot. And I think ultimately Californians don't think government should be telling anyone who to marry.
On the other side, the California Marriage Amendment is backed by a coalition of national religious and social conservative groups. Matthew Staver is founder of the Florida-based Liberty Council.
This is a response to the judicial activism of four of the justices on the California Supreme Court. In fact, the California Supreme Court has given a strong impetus to actually passing this particular amendment. I think in California, for example, the people will have the final say on marriage.
8 years ago, gay marriage was on the ballot, and 61% of California voters rejected it. Staver says he's confident that will happen again. But if recent polls are any indication, California voters are now almost evenly divided, and the outcome of the November initiative looks to be a nail-biter for both sides. GOP political analyst Alan Hoffenblum says the ballot question is too close to call because the issue won't break down along traditional liberal versus conservative lines.
This is not a Republican versus Democratic issue. A key area of the Democratic coalition here in California are Latino voters and African-American voters. But all surveys have showed among those who are most against gay marriage, it is African-Americans and Latinos.
On the other hand, Hoffenblum says, many white and upper-income voters, even within Republican circles, tend to be more tolerant of same-sex marriage. Corey Cook, who teaches politics at San Francisco State University, says gay marriage advocates are hoping the weddings of the coming days and weeks will put a human face on the issue.
In this time, people will be voting on whether the marriages that will be have happened in California over 4.5 months should remain valid or not. And it's a very different question in that it involves the lives of real people who will have been married, legally married in California.
The battle over the California Marriage Amendment is likely to be an expensive one, too, with both sides predicting they will need to raise at least $15 million to compete. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.